DHS, illegal migrant killed South Carolina college student in hit and run. By Paul Bois on April 3, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has claimed that an illegal migrant killed 21-year-old University of South Carolina student Nate Baker in a hit and run on Wednesday. Tricia McLaughlin, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, said in an X post on Thursday that the driver who allegedly killed Nate Baker was in our country illegally and that the student should be alive today. Yesterday, 21-year-old USC student Nathaniel Nate Baker was driving a motorcycle when he was hit by a truck driver who fled the scene. The hit-and-run driver was in our country illegally. Nate should be alive today. DHS prays for Nate's family, friends, and loved ones and will work every day to protect innocent Americans like Nate, she wrote. Fox News reporter Bill Mulligan announced on X that a DHS source confirmed the Salvadoran illegal alien had an active deportation order before this happened. He was first arrested by Border Patrol near Hidalgo, Texas in December 2016, said Mulligan. He was released with a notice to appear. He never showed up, and in September 2018, a DOJ immigration judge in Charlotte, North Carolina ordered him deported in absentia. He was never removed, and is now under arrest for this fatal hit and run, which killed a 21-year-old University of South Carolina student. According to Fox News, Rosalia Fernandez Cruz, 24, was charged with hit and run resulting in death, failure to give information and render aid, failure to yield the right of way and driving without a license, according to a statement from the Columbia Police Department, CPD. Just after 2 p.m. on Wednesday, Fernandez Cruz allegedly failed to yield the right-of-way while turning left at Blossom and Assembly Streets, hitting Baker, who was on a motorcycle, with his truck, according to police, noted the outlet. Baker was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Fernandez Cruz allegedly drove away from the accident and ran from the vehicle without rendering aid to the crash victim. Two men were with Fernandez Cruz at the time of the accident and also fled, according to police. No charges are pending against them. The immigration status of the other men is unknown, added Fox News. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.